You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A 34-year-old man is dead after a one-vehicle crash in Taylor County. On Monday morning, a little before 9:30, a 911 call reported the crash on Almond Avenue in the town of Medford. The caller reported one unconscious man in the vehicle. First responders found a white Chevrolet Traverse SUV with extensive damage after hitting several trees. The male driver was still seatbelted into the vehicle and obviously deceased. The driver was identified as 34-year-old Ruby Renee Mendoza Carranza of Medford. It appears speed was a factor contributing to the crash. Air Wisconsin is getting sued by the feds for a troubled flight into Milwaukee. Stuart J. Wattles has more.
The FAA has taken Air Wisconsin to court, accusing the Appleton-based airline of withholding information about a hard landing incident. It's also alleged they ignored a subpoena request. The lawsuit follows an emergency landing in Milwaukee by an Air Wisconsin-operated flight. The FAA filing says it could have been due to pilot error, despite initial reports of landing gear problems.
Another winter storm is on its way. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A significant storm is hitting the state tomorrow, bringing heavy rain to the south and prompting winter storm warnings to the north, where a half of a foot to nearly a foot of snowfall is expected to fall. Paired with winds gusting to 40 miles per hour, whiteout conditions are likely and so are some power outages, especially as the heavy snow piles up on tree limbs and power lines. And with temperatures hovering in the low 30s, it'll be a wet and slushy type of snow. So shovel in shifts and take breaks while clearing. It's termed heart attack snow from overexertion and cold temperatures causing sudden cardiac arrest.
This storm will flip to snow even in the south, but accumulations will be light. The Trump administration has launched another investigation into UW-Madison over DEI initiatives, this time alleging that the university is continuing to work with a nonprofit that aims to boost diversity in doctoral programs. Savannah Tome Olson has the details.
The President's Department of Education is looking into 45 universities across the country that participate in the PhD Project. Now, the PhD Project is a nonprofit program that works to recruit more people of color into doctorate programs. It limits eligibility based on race and ethnicity. Back in February, all universities got a letter saying they had 2 weeks to eliminate any programs that focus on diversity, equity, and inclusion, or they would lose access to federal funding. And last week, the administration announced that 60 universities were being investigated for civil rights violations because of campus protests against the war in Gaza. In that letter, new Secretary of Education Linda McMahon told these universities they could face, quote, potential enforcement actions.
Wisconsin Senators Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson have introduced bipartisan legislation to improve roadway safety for cyclists and pedestrians. Here's Joanne Krulatz.
The bill, named after a Wisconsin resident who was killed while riding her bicycle in 2022, seeks to expand federal funding opportunities for smaller local governments to improve safety. The bill would focus on communities with populations of under 5,000, authorizing them to use federal funds from the highway safety improvement programs to cover local cost share requirements.
You can meet candidates running for local school boards tomorrow at McMillan Library. At 6 p.m., Wisconsin Rapids School Board candidates will be in the all-purpose room. At 7 p.m., Port Edwards candidates. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers add a receiver from the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers picking up a wide receiver and returner in free agency. He's Mecole Hardman, who earned 3 Super Bowl rings with the Kansas City Chiefs. Hardman, who turned 27 last week, suffered a knee injury last season. He'll sign a 1-year deal with Green Bay. NBA, the Bucks losing last night at Golden State 104-93. Steph Curry sat out for the Warriors. The Bucks have lost 5 of their last 7 games. March Madness underway. The Wisconsin Badgers are arriving in Denver last night for tomorrow afternoon's game against Montana at 12:30.
I think quick turn, go play, right? Don't dwell on, hey, we got to the championship game, we didn't get it done, now let's go on to next. We get to play in another one. We just focused on a four-team, two-game tournament. We have to win Thursday if you want to get Saturday. You know, as I've always said, all the bad teams are probably waking up about right now on spring break, somewhere with their feet in the sand, and the really good ones are still playing.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's one of Pete's picks. Long Bright River is a mystery cop show on Peacock starring Amanda Seyfried. In my opinion, it took a little bit to get going, but was explained as to why later in the show. Seyfried plays a Philadelphia cop who investigates crimes against sex workers and the homeless in Philly's Kensington area. The Mamma Mia star plays the role a bit passively as a reluctant police officer, but ultimately her choices work. The best thing about the show, in my opinion, is that I really had no idea who the bad guy was right up until the end. It's always nice to binge a mystery that isn't predictable. Fox's The Cleaning Lady is infusing its cast with some new blood. Joining the show will be Lea Salonga, who starred in Les Mis on Broadway, Patricia de Leon, who most recently appeared on Taylor Sheridan's Lioness, and Robert Giacchini, who's appeared in films like Dreamgirls and Godfather 3. That's some good talent that will hopefully help the show overcome a title that's hard to take seriously. People on social media have been raving about the show Adolescence. They might be onto something, as it is the highest-rated show on Netflix for the week of March 10th. The show was discovered by over 24 million viewers between Thursday and Sunday of last week. That's 5 million more viewers than Robert De Niro's Zero Day received, which premiered February 17th. Adolescence almost drew more viewers than a horribly reviewed Chris Pratt Millie Bobby Brown movie, The Electric State, which took in just over 25 million viewers. Regarding episodic shows, the comedy Running Point finished in second place behind Adolescence with just over 9 million viewers. If you're in the mood for some laughs, check it out as Kate Hudson plays an executive who finds herself running an NBA basketball team. So much bingeable color TV to check out, but your time is valuable. So choose wisely, my fellow couch potatoes. Gwyneth Paltrow says that she and Timothy Chalamet have a lot of sex together. In a new film, that is. In a recent interview with Vanity Fair, Paltrow talked about her new film, Marty Supreme. Chalamet plays a professional ping pong player and Paltrow his love interest. Throughout the interview, Paltrow tries to make ping pong sound sexy, like Chalamet's character learned on the streets. Gwyneth made a point to say there was no intimacy coordinator on the set and that they handled the love scenes themselves. Sources have not confirmed or denied that to enhance the mood on the set, Paltrow lit a whole mess of scented candles she used to sell that supposedly smelled like her private parts. Google it. It's real. Timothy Chalamet is also prepared to launch a personal product of his own. It's a mustache comb called One Day I Might Need This. Marty Supreme will be released Christmas Day of 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Rain and a few thunderstorms today. The rain will mix with and change to snow later today through tonight. And with strong wind gusts, there will be some blowing snow. Overall, 2 to 4 inches, maybe a little more in a few spots by the time it winds down. Conditions will gradually improve late tonight into Thursday morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.